Okay, I have some unbelievably important and amazing positive news, but we're going to start out with some very scary information about dioxins. But I have really positive news for you here in this podcast. I've got to make this short because I'm jumping into a meeting with my lab tech about this, actually, my chief lab analyst. And I've got some major announcements to make and some things that you could do right now to protect yourself. So why dioxins? Well, of course, the Ohio train wreck resulted in this massive spill of something like 1 million gallons of vinyl chloride. And then they set it on fire. Now, it's not yet clear to me exactly who set it on fire. I don't know if it's the EPA official or the train company official or some local government official. It's still not clear, but somebody gave the order to ignite this cloud, which is insane. And when they ignited it, when they burn, you know, chlorinated compounds, you create dioxins. Now, dioxins refers to a class of something like 73 chemical compounds, which are crazy toxic. They're the most toxic synthetic chemicals that have ever been created in the history of human civilization. They're so toxic that I'm talking about femtograms of exposure. And a femtogram is 1/1,000,000th of a 1/1,000,000,000th of a gram, right? Because it goes gram, milligram, microgram, nanogram, picogram, femtogram. And I think femto is 10^-15. Anyway, at concentrations of femtograms, not to mention picograms or nanograms, this can have toxic effects. And at even higher concentrations, it can be fatal, but it causes cancer. It interferes with, you know, normal cellular functions. And it is so toxic that something like 1/32,000th of a grain of salt of a dioxin chemical is your maximum lifetime exposure. Like, not even a drop. Okay, now, I mean, we're talking like thousandths of a fraction of a drop. That's your maximum lifetime exposure, according to the EPA. All right? And this stuff was just unleashed into the air. They set this on fire. They set the vinyl chloride on fire, which created dioxins during the combustion, and then the wind just blew it all to the northeast. So we're talking Pennsylvania, we're talking Ohio, you know, we're talking even parts of Canada are going to get this, by the way, and other states. We're talking a massive food production region that has effectively been chemically bombed with dioxins. Now, here's the other horrifying thing about this, but stay tuned because I have good news for you, how you can block this, or at least block some of it. But this stuff persists in the soil with a half-life of 50 to 100 years. Now, it is widely known that you need about 10 half-lives to consider something to be gone. So we're talking 500 years before this will be gone from the soils where it has fallen, or 1,000 years, like somewhere between 500 and 1,000 years. So we're talking 5 centuries before this will be gone from the soils, or, you know, other features of the surrounding area. And it has contaminated the rivers, the streams, the tree leaves, the homes. You know, animals are dying inside homes. Wildlife are dying. Backyard chickens are dying. And people are going to start dying from accelerated cancers, those who were exposed to this, while the EPA told them, oh, go back home, it's safe. Are you kidding me? This is a crime of the century against the American people. This is like the Bhopal disaster in India, except the death is just, it takes a little longer to notice. I mean, and it's a different chemical, of course, but the scale of this is just off the charts. Now, of course, since I own a food science lab, I immediately began thinking on this. Well, wait, let me back up. I've invited experts in dioxin toxicity for interviews. And we're going to be talking to authors and experts, and we're probably even going to put together a special docuseries on this that'll be free for you to watch via Brighteon.com or Brighteon.tv. So we're going to stream it for free. We're in the process right now of just contacting everybody and putting that together. I'll conduct the interviews, and we'll just do this. Somebody needs to do this. The freaking EPA is not going to do it. The criminal CDC is not going to do it. The government's not going to do it. I mean, they want you to die. So we're doing this. And we also own a food science laboratory that is ISO 17025 accredited. And we have six mass spec instruments. We have two ICP instruments. We have one triple quad or a MS-MS, and then we have three LC-MS machines, single quad mass specs. And we use these instruments every day. Like, we run them hard because we're testing our own food products, you know, our own supplements, our own personal care products that we manufacture and sell. HealthRangerStore.com, by the way, if you want to see that. We test them for heavy metals, and we test them for glyphosate, and we test them for microbiology. We also have a system of computer-controlled incubation instruments. We test E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count. And we also test on a different instrument for aflatoxins, which are liver toxic chemicals that they're the result of fungi and mold in grains. And they often show up in chicken feed or sometimes oats or corn or wheat or what have you. So we test for that as well. Oh, nuts. The aflatoxins are very common in cashews, for example. So we test for those things in all the nuts and seeds. And I don't know, we do some other tests as well, and we're working on organophosphate testing. But when I heard about the dioxin fallout in Ohio, I knew the food supply was going to be inundated with this for years to come. Why? Because dioxins are fat-soluble. They bioaccumulate in lipids, lipids being the fats that are in the animals. So we're talking not just animal flesh, you know, your hamburgers and whatever, but milk, eggs, cheese, you know, anything that comes from animals. Or anything grown on the farms in the area might be suspect as well. You need to test it. Is dioxin fallout, you know, is it on the veggies? Is it on the lettuce, the celery, whatever you're growing? Is it on the apples or the, you know, the orchards, what have you? So I was thinking at first, gosh, I wish we had a way to test this. And in a podcast I did on this, I admitted we don't have a method for this in our lab. This is not something that we routinely do. It's just not something that's been in our scope. It's not in our ISO accreditation scope, for example, and it's not something that we have ever done before. But we've done a lot of interesting stuff. We've done method development on glyphosate using a triple quad mass spec without post-column derivatization, by the way. We've developed method. I'm a published scientist on the LC-MS method for the quantitation of cannabinoids in hemp extracts, for example. And I've got more science papers, you know, in the works, obviously. But I talked to my top analyst, and I said, look, I want you to find a way that we can test for dioxins. And I don't care what it costs. I don't care if it's $500,000, $1 million. I mean, just find something that works, that's EPA approved, and where we can test for this. And so she started doing some digging, and we found out that there is, in fact, an interface that we can add to our existing triple quad mass spec. So we already own the main instrument that's required for this, which itself is like $400,000 to $500,000 in this triple quad mass spec. And we already know that software. We already know that system, you know, how to run the calibration standards, you know, how to maintain columns and how to handle, you know, injection volumes and all kinds of things. We know that system, the reporting system, you know, how to smooth curves on it, how to, you know, calculate coefficients of curve fit, all these kinds of things. And found out, so this interface is called the APGC, which means atmospheric pressure gas chromatography. So generally speaking, you know, GC, known as gas chromatography, is different from LC, which is liquid chromatography. So GCMS is gas chromatography mass spec instrument. But when you do it under atmospheric pressure, APGC combined with a triple quad, which is a tandem MS-MS instrument, you get insane levels of sensitivity, which is exactly what we will be able to put together. I don't know how long it's going to take to get this. I don't know what the training time is on this, but since we already know the software, we already know the system, we already know we do this every day with glyphosate, by the way, on this instrument in a liquid format. We are so far ahead of the curve on this that it's not going to take us long to put this new APGC interface in place and start running this. And so this will enable us, of course, to start testing not just environmental samples, like, oh, take a look at this water, take a look at this soil. How about these veggies? How about these grocery store samples or this fast food sample? But also, of course, to test our own products. So I'm going to, although this might be a little preliminary, I'm just going to go ahead and announce it here. My intention, and I'm not saying there won't be, you know, setbacks or difficulties or challenges, because this is not easy stuff to do and it's very, very expensive. But my intention, I commit to you, my intention is that we will apply this technology to the products that we sell at healthrangerstore.com, all the foods, the certified organic storable foods, the superfoods, the supplements, the personal care products. We will conduct dioxin testing on our entire product line. I mean, everything that's consumable, you know, not like clothing or survival knives or whatever, but you know what I mean? Stuff that comes into contact with your skin or that you ingest, we will test it. And I will keep you posted about those announcements. So that's coming up. And that is, to me, that's very, very exciting, because it enables us to have yet another layer of protection to assure our customers that what we have is the cleanest of the clean on the planet in terms of heavy metals, glyphosate, pesticides, herbicides, bacteria, and coming up, dioxins, okay? So that's number one. Now, let's get to some practical things that you can do right now, because I'm interviewing guests coming up. Some are experts in using nutrition to block dioxin absorption in your body's cells. And I have a team conducting research on this as well. That's a totally separate editorial research team. And they're researching what are all the foods and nutrients that block dioxins and what can detox dioxins if you already have been exposed. My initial thought was very pessimistic on this. I thought, man, these are going to be very difficult to get out of your body because they're soluble with lipids. You know, something goes into your cell membranes and binds with the fatty acids, the lipids. It takes a long time to get that out of your body. So I wasn't very optimistic, but since then I have done just a little bit of research that gives me a lot of optimism in this space. And one of the most exciting things I've come across, although there are more coming, we're going to publish a full list for you on naturalnews.com, okay? So check naturalnews.com in the weeks ahead for a lot of how-to information on this, very practical information. Stuff the EPA won't tell you, the FDA won't tell you, the CDC won't tell you. We will tell you, naturalnews.com. The number one thing that we're finding so far is a phytochemical that is found in cruciferous vegetables and is known as I3C, or indole-3-carbinol, which describes its molecular orientation and format, by the way. That's where I3C comes from. I3C is a molecule that has anti-cancer effects, by the way, and other amazing effects in the body. It is basically a powerful medicinal nutrient. And here's the beauty of it, folks. You can grow it yourself almost for free. And I'm going to tell you how right now. So here's all you got to do. I've got a video that shows you how to do this. If you go to my channel on Brighteon.com, or just go to Brighteon.com and search for, let's see, sprouting or sprouts, or go to my channel, HR Report, and search for, oh yeah, here's what you search for. Prep with Mike, all one word, P-R-E-P, prep with Mike, and then sprouts. Like, do those two phrases together. I think you'll bring up this video on Brighteon.com. I'm pretty sure you will. Watch that video, because it shows you how to use mason jars with a simple sprouting lid. And these lids, which you turn the jars upside down and the lids drain out the sprout stuff and you just rinse them a couple times a day. It's so simple. These lids you can buy like on Amazon. I mean, they're dirt cheap. Well, you don't even have to use these lids. You can use other things. But anyway, watch the video. And then go out and buy broccoli sprouting seeds or other cruciferous vegetable sprouting seeds. Okay? Get those from anywhere you want. Just get sprouting seeds. Start sprouting broccoli sprouts. What happens is then without, and you don't need dirt, obviously. You don't need soil. You don't even need sunlight for this. You can do this indoors. You can do this in a freaking closet if you want. You sprout broccoli seeds, and what it creates is indole 3 carbonyl. Plus, by the way, some other molecules such as sulforaphane. And sulforaphane by itself is anti-cancer and anti-inflammatory to the cardiovascular system. And it's one reason why in my daily smoothies, by the way, I'm putting in either fresh raw cruciferous vegetables that I grow using my hydroponic system that I've spoken about, or I will do freeze-dried broccoli sprouts powder, and I put that into my smoothie. And so I'm getting sulforaphane, and I'm getting indole 3 carbonyl every day. And I've been doing that for years. And if you haven't been doing this, you can do it for pennies. This is what gets me super excited. I know I geek out on this stuff. I make no apologies for being a total nutrition geek or a food science geek. I don't apologize for that. Or, you know, the fact that I'm relearning all the Rubik's Cube's algorithms again just because I'm bored and I want to solve problems. No, seriously, I'm a total geek. I get it. But I get excited about this stuff because this is such a great gift to share with people to say, you can block dioxins for pennies a day just by sprouting. And by the way, in sprouting, you're also going to learn how to be more resilient against, you know, a food supply crisis or famine and starvation. Because if you're dying, you just sprout some, you know, alfalfa seeds. You know, you can sprout a variety of things. You can do teff sprouts, T-E-F-F. Makes like a little green carpet that's edible. It's pretty fun. But the thing is, also, you don't need some big, elaborate, electronic, you know, sprouting machine. Those are out there, and they're great. And I've used them before. They're perfectly fine. You put them on a timer, you know, you load the water, and it rinses them, you know, and it drains into the... It's an automated sprouting system, multiple trays, multiple levels. Okay, awesome. But you don't need that to just start sprouting broccoli seeds in a freaking mason jar and to give yourself a daily dose of indole 3 carbonyl, which will block dioxins. Now, what percentage will it block? Hey, it depends on how much you eat. You know, it depends on the timing of your exposure, how much you were exposed to, you know, routes of exposure, inhalation versus skin contacts, all kinds of things. I can't give you one simple answer, but the more broccoli sprouts you eat, the better you will be able to defend yourself against dioxins. Okay, that's a blanket statement that is true. And there are other foods and superfoods, by the way, that will block dioxins. And we're going to get you that full list. We're going to publish that for you on naturalnews.com. And I'll do videos about this and so on. And we're going to get experts on to talk about this. We are going to really hit this issue hard for probably years to come. Because these dioxins are all around us in the environment. Did you know that these are what caused the whole toxic shock syndrome in the tampons back in the 1980s when women were suffering toxic neurological shock? And it turned out to be from the bleached paper that was part of the tampon composition that when they inserted this, there were dioxins in the bleached paper, and the dioxins were absorbed through their body, because it goes right into the bloodstream from there, and they were suffering toxic shock. That was dioxin exposure, folks. That's how dangerous this stuff is. And it is found in bleached paper. And by the way, if there's a fire, if a house catches on fire in your neighborhood, that house is producing a massive plume of toxic dioxins. Why? Because PVC is being burned. The PVC is melting and catching on fire and turning into dioxin smoke. And all chlorinated compounds, well, nearly all, when they're burned, they produce dioxins. So you're getting dioxin exposure. And it's toxic at parts per trillion or less in terms of exposure, which is insane. Oh, and by the way, this this interface I'm talking about, this APGC, atmospheric pressure gas chromatography interface for the tandem mass spec instrument, this can detect 2 femtograms, that's called load on column, in a 1 microgram injection onto the chromatography column. 2 femtograms, folks. Again, a femtogram is 1/1,000,000th of a billionth of a gram. That's how sensitive this instrument is. That's why it has all these vacuum turbines, and that's why it uses so much energy to run this instrument. It costs a fortune because it has to pull this crazy vacuum so you have signal-to-noise ratio. And even at 2 femtograms, you get 10-to-1 signal-to-noise. It's crazy. I mean, the sensitivity is just unreal. It's almost like alien tech or something, but we have this. It's sitting in our lab right now. I mean, not the interface, but the triple quad mass spec. Anyway, we're going to bring you more information on this. In the meantime, folks, start sprouting broccoli sprouts. Do it now. Do it. Do it. You know, do it. Just get out there, start sprouting broccoli, okay? And just eat like a, I don't know, big handful every day, or throw it in a smoothie. It's got a taste to it. Yeah, it does. It's cruciferous. It's going to taste like cruciferous. You're going to notice it. It's sharp. It's tangy. But it's going to protect you from dioxins. So get this done. Get working on it. And then we'll bring you more information. And we're going to start testing all our products. Okay, now, I don't know. It might take us 90 days to get that actually going. I don't know. But I'll tell you what we're working on and what's our progress and so on. We're going to get this done, and we're going to test environmental samples too. And then when that day comes, those of you who live in, you know, Pennsylvania or wherever, we may be able to collaborate with you to do things like, hey, can you test, you know, the soil from our farm? Like, we want to help the Amish people especially. So if any of you listening, if you know the Amish farms in Pennsylvania who have been really hurt by this, feel free to let them know or give them the link to this. Let them listen to this. And you can share this on Twitter, by the way, if you change Brighteon.com, like take the full URL of this podcast, change Brighteon.com to freespeechvideos.com with, you know, the rest of the URL being all the same. And then you can share it on Twitter and you can share it on Facebook, and they're not blocking us. They block Brighteon, you know, because the lunatics at big tech, they want you to die. So of course they block us, and we're trying to save lives here. Of course they want you to die. Of course they block it. But anyway, change it to freespeechvideos.com, and then you can actually get that that video to go through, and it won't be censored, okay? So share it with everybody you know. If you know Amish farmers in Pennsylvania or that area, feel free to give them this video. I don't know if they're even using the internet these days, maybe somebody is, but tell them we would be happy to test some farm samples for them at no cost, because they've been royally screwed in this whole thing. In the meantime, folks, get prepared. Yeah, stay away from the toxins. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care.